Continuing with Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. Chapter 28. I awoke depressed after a night of troubled sleep. My nerves were more shot than ever. Even my colleagues' whispered conversation, the sound of their footsteps, grated on me like sandpaper. I was in a foul mood as I went with my associates once again into the dissecting room. En route, we had to cross the incineration room. The unfriendly concrete floor extended to the very edge of the ovens. They had finished the job of cremating our comrades by midnight last night. The cooling ovens gave off a feeble warmth. The 30 new Sondermen, stricken by the tragedy they had been made to witness on the day of their arrival, were sitting or lying in deadly silence on the beds of the deceased. But this condition lasted for only a few days. Life soon resumed its normal course, as evidenced by their desire for a good meal and cigarettes, and especially for brandy, the blessed remedy of all Sonderkommando men, the panacea for crematorium sickness. After having gone without clothes in the KZ barracks, they enjoyed the comfort of decent ones. Personal hygiene was once again a reality. Showers, plenty of soap and water, towels in abundance. I watched them as an old sergeant might watch a group of new recruits. They would get used to all this before long. My interjection. You see here, with this example, how urgently the responsibility that calls to us here in the U.S., those among us able to see beyond the immediate comforts, with the help of which we're encouraged by all the propaganda means power has at its disposal, not the least of which are the tasks, all the tasks and bills and the minutiae of rules in which they hope to bury us under the pressure of the quote-unquote normalcy of our day-to-day lives, encourage us to forget. Forget those moments when the insanity sat bitter and raw on our tongues, when we knew, beyond all doubt, that the regime of rule was wrong, and succumb to the ocean of what is, that drowns our bodies knowing, that we must end the insanity of rule. We succumb with the gifts that power gives us in our hands. Take the money, power says to us, or I'm gonna worry about you. That's a line from the Wachowski film, Bound, which I have overused, but it's so good. It just is so succinct. I love it when truth is presented in a succinct way like that.